In the United States, a Philadelphia abortionist was charged yesterday with 8 murders, including that of 7 children who had been born alive. A grand jury report described his abortion clinic as a filthy, foul-smelling house of horrors who used non-medical staff. The grand jury also noted that for years, regulators from both the state of Pennsylvania and the city of Philadelphia ignored complaints against the facility. Human Life International's Joseph Meany told Charles Collins that abortion clinics often have poor oversight.
Well, I mean, the abortion industry in the United States is largely unregulated. Every time a law is attempted to be passed that would place regulations on abortion centers, generally the abortion lobby in the U.S. manages to defeat those regulations. So in some states, one is not even required to be a medical doctor to perform an abortion because there's literally no regulation saying, you know, what has to be the minimum medical knowledge of the practitioner who performs an abortion. It's truly shocking how abortion in the United States is practically unregulated.
How widespread is this problem?
Well, it's a known fact that in the United States, the abortion practitioners are pretty much the dregs of the medical profession. And there's a really conspiracy of silence in the media, generally speaking, about the crimes they commit. So it's very common to hear the story about Dr. such and such killed somebody, but they don't tell you later on that this doctor was actually an abortionist. And frequently, we actually have a researcher at Human Life International who's been looking this up, but he's found cases all over the United States, hundreds of cases of abortion doctors who killed patients, who killed other people, and the fact that they were committing abortions as their principal activity was never reported in the press or the media.
What do you think the effect of a story like this will be on the minds of people in the United States?
Well, first of all, I mean, it will remind everybody in the United States that abortion is not just in the first trimesters. These abortions that Dr. Kermit Gosnell was doing were in the 6th, 7th, 8th, even 9th months of pregnancy. And those late-term abortions do exist, and they are legal in the United States. So despite the ban on partial birth abortion, there are other procedures that they can use to kill those children in the later months of pregnancy. I think it's always salutary when the grisly aspect of abortion comes up because people are really fundamentally ignorant about how often abortions are done in the United States on very late-term pregnancies.
In the last election, people noted that pro-life candidates did fairly well. Yet at the same time, news came out, for example, that 40% of all pregnancies in New York City ended in abortion. You see cases like this. How strong is the pro-life movement in the United States right now?
Well, the United States is fundamentally divided on the issue of abortion. And within the United States, there are sections of the country which are the vast, vast majority are pro-life, and other sections of the United States which are very much in favor of legal abortion. And what you find is that, roughly speaking, the coasts are in favor of abortion, and the heartland, the center of the United States, and the South are in favor of protections for unborn human life. So what we see in the United States is a very strong geographical division, also a very strong division between those who go to church and those who do not, between the secularists and those who practice a religion. So it's a very, very much of a dividing line issue in the United States. And I would say in politics as well, as we look at, you know, the new census, which in 2010 divided the nation up, saw that those states in the United States that are more pro-life, that are more conservative, actually were growing in population. Those that were anti-life or in favor of abortion were actually either losing population or stagnating. So I would say within the United States there's quite a lot of division and there's also a lot of change going on.
A final question. Going back to this case, Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist in question, his patients were mostly poor, mostly the lower class of society there in Philadelphia. How prevalent is the abortion industry in poor neighborhoods? Is one of the reasons he got away with what he did because of who his patients were?
I think that that's a fundamental problem with abortion in America. Abortion is targeted at minority or immigrant communities. And so it's very common to see Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America, putting all their clinics or most of their clinics in minority neighborhoods in the inner cities. In Washington, D.C., which is a majority African-American, the majority of pregnancies end in abortion. And it's very clear that, African-Americans in particular have abortions at twice the rate of white Americans. And Hispanics also have a higher abortion rate than their percentage of the population. And this is very much a strategy that is pushed on them. And so, in a certain sense, these clinics that set up in minority neighborhoods like Dr. Gosnell's in Philadelphia are strategically situated there, and they're allowed to continue because those who are in favor of abortion generally are also in favor of abortions for minorities in particular.